You mind if I do it, Jay?
There's a silence there. The room is yours. You own it now. You're in control. And everybody down here knows. You got a place in my heart. I don't want you there. But you come and you go like a millionaire. You take a walk right across my soul. You're in control. And everybody. Be good. You're unimpressed, that's understood. I lost it all, you knew I would. You're in control, and everybody down here knows. You're the life and the death of the party. You got my heart right by the throat. You're the life and the death of the party. And with your head held high,
champion!
a fact that I'm the seventh son. I'm the seventh son. And right now you could care less about me, but soon enough you will care by the time I'm done. Let's have a ball and a biscuit, sugar, and take our sweet little time about it. Have a ball, girl, and take our sweet little time about it. Tell everybody in the place to just get out, and we'll get clean together, and I'll find me a soapbox where I can shout it. We'll be right back.
mother who made me the seventh son. Right now you care less about me. Soon enough you will care by the time I'm done.
Remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero and I used to follow Clayton around. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. And Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. Ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half stoned to picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. While I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord lacks a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
That's the greatest love in the world, your kids. You can't beat it, all right? That's why you do things, for your kids. That's love with your kid. Hey, see what I mean? See that man over there with his kid? That's love. You know what I mean? Look where he loves the kid there. He's bounced him on his knees. Look at that. That's love, baby. I tell you that.
There he is,
look
Daddy.
At that, Nicky.
Oh, thank goodness he's all right. Martin, Martin, you're
what's
all
going
right?
on? I'm sitting here minding my business. He jumped on my lap.
Get away from my
all
kid.
Right, everybody calm down. Do you have some identification, sir?
It's in my raincoat.
I tell
sir,
you
I
never
want you
to
come
wander
along
away
with
from
me.
Mommy again. Spit that out right.
We chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can never lie, running for my life. I will always want you. The sky, and now you're not coming down. Say I just walked away, I will always want you.
Thank you. You know, I'm gonna lower you down. Real gently.
Me?
No, your mother. Come over, let me show you what to do.
Back up!
Oh, no!
Ah, shit! Thank God! One leg!
Stop the smoking out!
Where it is, baby! Everybody's
waiting! Wait!
Now, Dad, you're being reasonable.
I hate reasonable! 2 minutes, Pete!
The gun.
I'm in the mood. So, where are you from?
Drop the gun, punk.
You won't shoot. You don't have any guts.
3 more seconds. You don't have any brains.
I just saw that brains.
Sir, 3 seconds is up.
I'm on about 2.5.
Drop it.
Good job, sir.
Thanks, buddy. Pick up the gun.
That didn't hurt. That hurt. Don't move!
Dirtbag!
Where you been, Hooks?
Carried live ammo since 73.
Welcome back, Captain.
just another spirit on parole.
Lepidoptera, please don't touch the displays, little boy. Oh, cute. Moving to the next aisle, we have Arachnida, the spiders, our finest collection. This friendly little devil is the Heptathelidae, unfortunately harmless. Next to him, the nasty Lycosa raptoria. His tiny fangs cause creeping ulcerations of the skin. And here, my prize, the Black Widow. Isn't she lovely and so deadly? Her kiss is 15 times as poisonous as that of the rattlesnake. You see, her venom is highly neurotoxic, which is to say that it attacks the central nervous system, causing intense pain, profuse sweating, difficulty in breathing, loss of consciousness, violent convulsions, and finally, death. You know, I think what I love the most about her is her inborn need to dominate, possess. In fact, immediately after the consummation of her marriage to the smaller and weaker male of the species, she kills and eats him. Oh, she is delicious. And I hope he was. Such power and dignity, unhampered by sentiment. If I may put forward a slice of personal philosophy, I feel that man has ruled this world as a stumbling, demented child king long enough. And as his empire crumbles, my precious Black Widow shall rise as his most fitting successor.
Stop. Now, see, I did jokes about, I did die jokes about homosexuals about a couple years ago, and faggots were mad. They were like, it's nothing like having a nation of fags looking for you. I'd be at parties, there's always two or three homosexuals at a party, and they'd be standing around looking at you, they'd be looking at everything. He's an asshole. I can't travel the country freely no more. I can't go to San Francisco. They got a 24-hour homo watch waiting for me in the airport. As soon as I got off the plane, they'd be like, he's here, yes, yes, it's him, yes, it's him. And the cars would come rushing across town, be woo, 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 woo. And there won't be no siren, it'd be a real fag sitting on the roof going, woo, 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 woo. Pull over, pull over. Pull over. I'm going to read him his rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be held against you in the court of law. You had the right to an attorney. Now turn around, I'm going to frisk you. Are you carrying any concealed weapons? Are you carrying... What is this? What is this? Lay down on the floor and spread it. Woo!
Hundreds of years before the dawn of history lived a strange race of people, the Druids. No one knows who they were or what they were doing. Hewn into the living rock of Stonehenge.
and the cat's meow. I will take you there, I will show you.
Said that I'm tell me now, and I won't ask again, my darling. Will you still love me tomorrow? Will you still love me tomorrow? Will you still love me tomorrow? Will you still love me tomorrow?
Pretty good.
And I'm not not scared at all. I just feel kind of invincible.
Me too. I got a very positive attitude about this.
Good, me too.
Yeah.
Is it getting hot in here, or is it just me? You and I.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Sir, look, you're on the cover of Time. Listen, in a single week, Agent Sean Archer has ordered a stunning series of Blitzkrieg-style raids on the hideouts, staging grounds and safe houses of our nation's assassins, carbine.
Sean, look, we're friends. So I'm gonna tell you face to face, I don't give a damn if you are Time's Man of the Year. After last night's bloodbath, I'm terminating your war on terrorists.
Is that because I'm getting all the kudos and you're not?
Yes, God, I don't know where you're getting your intelligence. It's not from field agents. Sometimes I think you know too much. Washington's starting to worry. Justice wants a hearing. You're concerned about the constitutionality of your Gestapo tactics, and frankly, so am I.
Okay, Victor, I'll give the taxpayers a break. But, I have something I want to confess. I don't think you're gonna like it. I am Caster Troy. Timmy. Kim?
Yes, sir.
Call the paramedics. Victor Lozaro's had a heart attack.
Oh, God, right away.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was the wound inside while Jesus prayed. I was the filthiest word at the vandalized grave. It's a compliment to me to feel you screaming through.